This is Vulture. He's our turkey vulture. He's a permanent resident, and so he just hangs out here and cleans up the floor for us.
Since he can't fly, the Veterinary College has been his home on the ISU campus for more than a decade. No more roadkill for Vulture. As scavengers go, it's a life of luxury. Lindsay Gapster of Belle Plaine, an animal science student, is our tour guide.
All these incubators are filled with babies or small animals that need heat or some sort of special help.
Four newly hatched barn swallows are peeping in their nest. Three incubators are filled with litters of tiny rabbits. There are squirrels of all sizes. The babies need to be fed every couple hours. Spring is typically the busy season here when species reproduce in a dangerous world. The past month has been complicated by storms, heavy rain, and floods. All of a sudden, something is licking my hand.
Yeah, they lick.
This is unbelievable. Who is this?
This is one of the fawns that we have in. And she's, we say we don't want to keep them, you know, we don't want human contact, but it's really hard with the fawns because they're like puppies.
Is it okay to pet her?
Fawns are bottle fed and later turned over to rehabbers to be raised until they can survive on their own. About six fawns came in after the spring storms. This cage is filled with all kinds of baby birds. The staff took in dozens of them during June, blown from their nests by the wind. The clinic is supported by the small animal hospital, where doctors recently performed wing surgery on a young bald eagle that was found on the ground after violent weather in Marble Rock. Cassie, an American kestrel, is another permanent resident. She had a wing amputated after colliding with a plane at the Des Moines Airport.
Baby great horned owl in here, and he's got cloudiness in his eyes, but we're not real sure exactly what happened to him. He'll probably just click his beak. It's usually the most they do.
In an instant, Lindsay becomes an ER doctor. A student brings in an injured robin.
I couldn't just leave it on the side of the road, even if it had to be put down. This is a lot better than suffering for a couple hours or until somebody hits it.
It is not good. If you look at his wing here, it is a compound fracture. It's broken through the skin, completely broke through the bone. We might have to euthanize just because it looks like it won't be able to be fixed with surgery.
She calls in her colleague Tyler, and they agree there's no hope. Lindsay gives the robin its last supper.
Gave him a little bit of Exact, which I'm sure he enjoyed. That's probably very painful.
I guess it's not something that's like exciting about the job, but it's necessary.
Tyler Feldhacker of Lamar's prepares a euthanasia injection, which is strictly controlled and has been authorized by a college doctor.
The best way to do it is to do it in the liver. So that's what we're going to do here.
Usually it's pretty fast, but every once in a while it'll take a little bit longer. He's pretty much gone at this point, but I guess you need to understand what you're getting into before you come in here.
Wearing protective gloves, Tyler and Lindsay are trying to corner two patients in the clinic's large outdoor cage, where fox squirrels have been adapting to the outdoors. Freedom is minutes away.
They hate humans, so that's good too. And so they'll be able to find food on their own and be just fine.
Soon after the squirrels disappeared into Brookside Park, the staff returns to find a new patient, a turtle that had been run over by a car. Violent death and injury are facts of life in Iowa's animal kingdom. The Wildlife Care Clinic is a place where human intervention can raise the odds of survival. In Ames, Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.